Okay, Adam Anton, his very first solo single, number one it was as well, Goody Two Shoes, all the way back in the 80s, yeah, sometime in the 80s, 82-ish I think that was. Okay, so yeah, it's cold out there today, so whatever you're doing, stay warm, stay wrapped up, and stay listening to Vintage Radio, broadcasting from Birkenhead to the rest of the world.
I don't know what it is about you, but then I think I know I love you. And just by chance you're thinking of me, and just by chance I'm thinking of you. The consequences that surround me, the sequences, they confound me. And through the darkness there's a mountain, and then a hill, and then a fountain, yeah. Come my way, any day. Situations that I'm finding, it's just a me, got horizons. In conversations as we're walking, shooting through the street, so we keep on talking. La 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 la. I don't know what it is about you, but then I think, and I know I love you.
That was, of course, Newbie Street, and that was Michael Head and the Red Elastic Band. That caught me by surprise. Finishing so quickly there, short and sweet, but you know what? All the best songs are short and sweet. That was only 2.5 minutes long, that one. Going back to the 60s, all the 60s ones used to be short and sweet, didn't they, Richard?
Yes.
Okay, I've got Richard sat here in the studio with me having a little chat about all things music, and I've got quite a lot on the playlist to get in today. Some of them I might drag out and delete, because I thought, why have I put that in? And I might just steal a few others. We'll see how things go along the way. Okay, this one, strange title, Stereophonics. I wouldn't believe radio, but it's a great song. Stereophonics, and I wouldn't believe your radio. So yeah, believe us, what we tell is all the truth. We don't tell lies on this station. Okay, if you want to get in touch with us, you can drop us an email, which is info@vintageradio.org.uk. Phone number is 0151 601 7636. Also, as usual, you can get in touch with me via my Facebook page, which is Radio, which is open at the moment, so just go to the post there, or to Messenger, or you can drop me a text as well. Those of you who know me, Andy Gamble's been in touch, and Andy, I will read out your information about your forthcoming gigs in a little while. Okay, now this next band I'm going to play, or what I think is a little bit of a tribute band to ELO, they're called the Bubblegum Orchestra, and the stuff that I've listened to of theirs is very, very ELO based, and I'd listened to about three albums that were sent to me by them, and I thought, these love ELO. And then I come across a song that they did called ELO Forever, and I thought, well, there it is, giving it away. They are basically an ELO tribute band, but they're so good. And talking of which, I went to see the ELO show last Saturday at the O2 in Liverpool. And I went because a couple of friends of mine were playing in the band. Vicky from the Mono LPs was on cello, and Dave from the James Street Band was on drums. And I tell you what a night that was. I was a little wary thinking, oh, who's going to come and turn up and pay 20-odd quid to see a tribute band that they've never heard of. In fact, it was their inaugural gig, their very first outing as a band. And you know what? They were brilliant. I've paid 120 quid to see Jeff Lynne's ELO, and standing there, you close your eyes, for 20-odd quid, if you paid it, then it's exactly the same. They were brilliant. I'm quite critical of tribute bands and make sure that they're quite authentic. These were brilliant. They were so, so good. They even played a couple of ELO songs that Jeff Lynne won't play. The Diary of Horace Wimp being one of them. I've always wanted to see Jeff Lynne play that, and he didn't. But this band did, and they were great. Anyway, I'm rambling again. But this band, they're called the Bubblegum Orchestra, and this is called Today is Beautiful. And you'll see what I mean by being ELO-ish.
Today is beautiful, so wonderful. Today is beautiful, simply irresistible. Today is beautiful, simply irresistible.
To let you know, you're listening to Radio, Radio. This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And yeah, just chatting to Richard there. That was pretty much a fusion of ELO and the Beach Boys, that one from the Bubblegum Orchestra. In fact, probably a little bit leaning towards the Beach Boys more than ELO, but great sound, great harmonies, great music. And yeah, good band. And you said I did manage to see them in the Cavern on the International Pop Overthrow a few years back. And if you've never been to that, it's around about May time. Try and get there. It's mostly free. Most of the shows over the weekend across the Cavern are free. The guy who runs it is an American guy who comes over, and he puts so much effort into bringing all of these bands together. Some of them local, some of them international, but all put together, it's a great weekend of live music. I've discovered quite a few bands and singers there that I would never have dreamt of going to see, other than coming across them at the International Pop Overthrow. One of them being Alice Offley, who was brilliant as well. So I've got some of her stuff I shall try to get into the show on one of the weeks. Okay, this is called The Summer 79.
That's
Summer 79 from a band called The Ataris. A little bit of power pop for you there on a Friday morning, just to wake you all up if you were in a bit of a slumber. I know a few people are still asleep, and don't blame you, do you know what? If you're off and it's freezing cold up there, stay warm, stay inside. But above all, listen to us on Vintage Radio. We're here all day and into the night, so make sure you tune in. Right, okay. Now, I was so fortunate last week to be at Thornton Hough Village Club to see the album launch from Two Black Sheep, The Earth Below, and what a night that was. Absolutely packed to the rafters. There was a waiting list to get in. Should have had a bigger venue. We're going to need a bigger boat, I think they're saying, isn't it? Yeah, should have had a bigger venue. There was so many. I think that would have loved to be there that night. Amy and Ian, you were absolutely on top form with a great band you had along there with you. It's a string section. Quartet. It was absolutely wonderful. Just a wonderful night of music. The whole album played, and as well as that, some favourites thrown in as well. But anyway, this is the song for me at the moment that's gone round and round in my head from the album. The album's great. I've had it on repeat in the car wherever I've gone. And do you know what? I've never skipped a track on it, and I've never got bored of it. It's superb, to say the least. But this is the one for me. If there's going to be a single, and the singles are a bit old hat these days, but anyway, talking single material, this is the one for me. This is Ghosts.
Too late in the day, still pouring straws into soda, throwing our future away. Look at the next generation, running in playgrounds and fields, all of their positive wishes get crushed by the industry wheels. I hear our words, they speak our fears, but we all know in the end they'll just be tears. And the ghosts of my life come back to haunt me. Bombs. The ghosts of our lives will be haunting the world where we live from father to son. Thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous song. That is Ghosts from Two Black Sheep from the album The Earth Below. Okay, and yeah, if you can pick up that album, you can have a listen to it on all the usual places, Spotify and iTunes and a few other platforms, I'm sure. But you know what? Support local music. Go and buy it. I'm sure it's available at independent venue places like Renshaw Street and I was going to say HMV. Is HMV still alive? Yeah, I think it is, isn't it, at the minute? Still going. Yeah, you may still pick a copy up in there. But if you go to www.twoblacksheep.com, you can order a copy there. Do you know what? You won't regret it. Great great tenner that you will spend on that. I've heard two brand new albums so far this year, and that one and the Red Rum Club one, both absolutely stunning albums. So everybody else who's got stuff in the pipeline to release, the bar has been set really, really high. Okay, I've only got one song from the 60s in this playlist today. Most of my stuff tends to be... lean towards the 90s and then some new stuff as well, because I know Richard plays a lot of the 60s and 50s and everything else on his show beforehand, and I don't want to replicate anything, so I think we've got all bases covered between us. But anyway, this is one 60s one I've got, and I'm gonna play this, and I'm gonna read out your info, Andy Gamble, but I'm just gonna check the date because I'm not sure that one of the dates that you've given me is right. So anyway, this is The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, and that was the Walker Brothers, of course. Unmistakable voice of Scott Walker. Okay, right, Andy Gamble, I'm going to read out your information now. Thank you so much for sending that through to me. So, these gigs I'm going to advertise. The first one is at the Cavern, and that's on Sunday, the 24th of February. It's the Cavern Lounge, which is the back bit at the big room in the Cavern. It's £3 a ticket on the door. There's five bands. It starts at 7:30 and it runs right through till 12 o'clock to midnight. And a couple of the bands that are on, I know for sure, are Searching, and the Midnight Daisies are another great band as well. So there's a couple that are on, but there are five bands on the bill on that night, and it's well worth getting along. there if you can on a Sunday night. And the next gig I'm going to tell you about as well is at it's a Paddy's Night Bash at the Oldie Club in Aintree in Liverpool, and it's on Saturday the 16th of March. There are six bands, it's free entrance, free buffet, happy hour bar prices, doors open 7:30. There you go, what have you got to lose? Get along there, you can see six bands playing live music for absolutely free, and that's at the Oldie Club in Aintree, Saturday the 16th of March. And as I say, the preceding one is the 24th of Feb at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. So there you go. And any more information on that, then give me a shout and I'll let you know. Or also you can have a look at Andy Gamble's Facebook page, and all the info will be on there. Okay, I'm going to take you back to the 80s with this one. These are a band who at the time I was really, really into. These are Roxette. Set, one of Sweden's finest. Boing. Sleeping in My Car, and that was from way back in the good old days in the early 90s. I remember that one when I was in work in Ormskirk. Okay, I forgot to mention on the two gigs that I've just mentioned to you at the Cavern and at the Oldie Club. Both of those gigs are actually charity gigs, so any money that's raised on there, certainly on the Cavern one, is the £3 on the door, and the other one is a free entry, but I think they do spot the balls and stuff like that, if I'm not mistaken. And any money that's raised on both of those nights go to local charities, and a great job that they're doing. It's the Oldie Tuesday night, the open mic night there, they're doing so well at that venue. It's always packed out, there's always great bands on, and they raise a lot of money for local charities. So well done to the guys who run that, and I know that Andy from Searching is well involved in that, so well done. If you can get along, try and get there and try and raise a bit of money for some local charities. Up indeed, and that was Olly Murs and Demi Lovato, and great song. Never thought you'd hear me playing that, did you? No, there you go. My tastes are wide and varied. I play that because it gives me great memories of my time working in for Zachary a few years ago, and that was a song that always seemed to be on when we were sat there having our cup of tea. Okay.
A little message just to let you know you're listening to Vin T.
Message Radio.
You are indeed, and thank you for doing so. It has just gone 11 minutes past 10, Friday morning, 0 degrees here in Birkenhead, and we'll try and get you warm. We'll warm you up. Here's the Beatles. Two of us from the Beatles, from Let It Be, and 50 years ago yesterday that the Beatles played that rooftop gig on this Abbey Road Studios. And I remember seeing the Let It Be film, and at times I thought it was boring, but looking back at it, you could see things unravelling there and what was happening with the band and how they were falling apart and imploding, if you like, and so much tension in the room during the recording of that. And such a shame for it to end that way, because what a band that they were indeed. Give us so much great music over the years and so many memories. And yeah, it's a hard act to follow for anyone. This is a local guy called Neilsy.
Everything you need, you can't have everything you see. time will put you straight, yeah. Someday you're gonna plan your fate. Do what you please. Let me put you out your misery. Do what you please. With all those lies, your disguise. I know what you mean. You see, you'll never ever be satisfied. Stole my good people once, knew she left me blue. I am dry, I am dry, I. The sailor jeans and ship are grieved and left me to fight the tide. Oh no, I tried to give you everything, everything you need. You can't have everything you see. Well, I was tired of the way time will put you straight, yeah. Someday you're gonna learn your fate. Do what you please. Let me put you out your misery. Oh, can't you see? Breaking me. Look what you're doing to me. Don't speak too soon. You're
go, that's Neilsy and Do What You Please. Like that, a nice bit of energy to that one. This is a band called Linus of Hollywood from all the way over in the US of A.
There's a girl that I like and she's coming by at 12. Until then I'll be counting down the time. And we kissed a few times, I'm not sure what it means, but ever since she's always on my mind. She'll be coming down that hall. It seems so innocent, but it's really not at all. There's a girl that I like. I'm not sure how to tell her, but I'm doing it tonight. There's a girl that I like. I don't know what we're headed for, but she's the girl. Circles cursing at the wall. If I stare at my phone for another hour or two, maybe somehow I can make a call. And all my friends say that I just ain't being me. I'm such an awful mess and everyone can see. I'm doing it tonight. There's a girl that I like.
singing along to that one. Good job I had the microphone turned down. That is Linus of Hollywood and a girl that I like. Got a bit of power pop for you there. Very squeezish, in my opinion. Okay, I'm going to leave you with the Spin Doctors for the next few minutes. These are Two Princes. Princes from the Spin Doctors. Always reminds me of the Chris Evans show that I remember seeing him on the TFI Friday, I think it was called, yeah. And good morning to anyone who's just tuned in, my brother Mike included in that group of people. It's 26 minutes past 10. Where have you been? Okay, right, Mike, while you're sorting yourself out and getting ready, I'm going to play this one for you.
Behind her a smile. Every problem puts a stranger inside, helpless and forcing on modern disguise. Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady. Savages lost in our world. This big eyed girl sees her face is unfurled. Now she's in purple, now she's a turtle. Disintegrating Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, sees her face is unfurled. Disintegrating Christine, 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 the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, sees her face is unfurled.
Susie and the Banshees and Christine playing out one for our Mike, who's up a little bit late this morning, who's not yet managed to get into work. So be safe on your way, Mike. It is very icy out there. It's just saying to Richard, it was treacherous for me trying to get up the road. I had to park right down the road this morning. There's no space in the car park, and it's a bit of a slope up the road to Vintage Radio, and it was absolutely treacherous. I was like a granny trying to get up the road. It must have looked funny to anyone, because I was convinced I was going to go any minute. Anyway, I'm rambling. The next song I'm going to play is for a good friend of mine, Dave Hughes. Now, Dave Hughes is the guy who got me into radio broadcasting a few years back when I did a special for him on Muggle Radio. I took part in a show that he did, which is all about the Hillsborough tragedy, and I took part in that show. And from there, he got me into broadcasting. I did a little stint on his station for a while, and now I'm here on Vintage Radio. But anyway, Dave, I met up with Dave yesterday. Not had a chance to see him much since Christmas, and he told me the news that he's actually retiring from his radio broadcasting and from his lollipopping duties. And what a guy he's been. I mean, in the 7 years I've known him, he's certainly enriched my life. What a guy. He is a great community leader, great link between people. He knows everybody's name that he comes across on that crossing of a morning outside St Andrew's School in McGull. He's got a cheery smile for everyone, high fives all the kids, and you know what a guy. And he's going to be very, very much missed on that crossing. So Dave Hughes, this song I'm going to play is for you, but before I play it, I'm just going to read a little bit out about it, because tomorrow is World Ukulele Day, and there's going to be 100 ukulele players from 10 Merseyside bands are going to come together for a mass sing-along performance of You Are My Sunshine. And it comes 80 years after the song was first recorded in 1939, and is set to be the biggest open-air gathering of ukulele players in Liverpool city centre that the city has ever seen. And it's all in aid of Clatterbridge Cancer City's Go Green appeal. So that's tomorrow, and it's I think it's culminating at the steps at outside John Lewis at 3 o'clock. Now, before that, there are many gigs splattered around the city. They're ukulele bands from Ormskirk, from the Wirral. The Wirral Ukulele Fanatics, the Yin Yang Band, You Can Dream, and the Travelling Wannabes, as well as Dukes of Hazzard, which is a band that I know quite well because they did a session for me last year. And what a night that was. That was brilliant. They played three songs on the show that I did, and they were brilliant. So yeah, the Beer Keller, the Key Court, Paradise Street, and culminating at 3 o'clock at John Lewis Steps. So if you're doing nothing tomorrow, if you're in Liverpool City Centre, get along and have a little look at that. I'm sure it's going to be good. I'm going to be there around 3 o'clock to see that one happening at John Lewis. So anyway, the song I'm going to play is by a local guy called Mark Pountney, and this is his ukulele song.
Well, I was sitting going crazy on this little ukulele trying to write a tune. Yeah, I was holding on to nothing, wishing I was something close to something soon. When a robin came and landed on the fence outside, he looked me dead in the eye. He didn't give no answers, but the chance was he just left me with a line. But ain't there always something to pick you up when your fate takes a thumping and your heart starts jumping, and you figure a way to make it through each day, and somehow it's gonna be okay. Well, I was getting no enjoyment from a 9-to-5 employment trying to make a move. Yeah, I was sick of running circles, jumping over hurdles in the same old groove. Well, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, and I would do if I were you. But I'm too much like me, so I guess we'll all just see what I can be. But ain't there always something to pick you up when your fate takes a thumping and your heart starts jumping, and you figure a way to make it through each day, and somehow it's gonna be okay.
The ukulele song finished rather abruptly there, Mr. Pountney, and that's a great local guy, Mark Pountney. He's actually from these parts, he's from over the water, and that was a ukulele song playing out for Dave Hughes for tomorrow's World Ukulele Day.
Here's a little message just to let you know, you're listening to Radio Radio. This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show.
Indeed, and it's 24 minutes to 11. I'm going to take you all the way back to the 80s with this one. This is an orchestrated version of Mind of a Toy from Visage.
A puppet's motion controlled by a string, by a stranger I've never met. A nod of the head and a pull of a thread. I can't say no, can't say no. When a child throws down a toy,
orchestrated version of Mind of a Toy from Visage. I always saw Visage as a little bit of an offshoot from Ultravox. That obviously Steve Strange on vocals. Midjaw was one of the main songwriters in the band. Rusty Egan, Billy Curry. Bit of a mishmash of a band, but I liked them, you know, they were good. Night Train, great disco-y track as well from them. Brilliant band from the mid-80s. And now this band I'm going to play now are from over there in America. Now, I played one of their songs on my podcast last week. They're called the Stan Laurels. And after I played it, the guy from the Stan Laurels, a fella called John Lanthrop, got in touch with me. And he said, thanks so much for playing my song on your awesome podcast. Great of him to say so indeed. And he promptly sent me three of his albums, and I've been listening to them, and they're absolutely brilliant, fab. Great band. Great singer. It's him. He's called himself the Stan Laurels, but it's John Lanthrop. And anyway, this song is actually called Laurel and Hardy, and I believe it's taken from a movie. I'll find out what movie it was from. But anyway, here's the Stan Laurels for you. I will be your Laurel if you be my Hardy. And that's the Stan Laurels with Laurel and Hardy. And very appropriate with the movie release, which I still haven't seen yet. I meant to go last weekend. Ran out of time. I'm going to try and get and see that before it goes off the cinemas. Everybody that I know who's been to see it has said, you will laugh, you will cry. It is a great movie. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Laurel and Hardy movie when I can. But anyway, that was the Stan Laurels and their song. And it was actually from the motion picture, Billy and Theodore. So there you go. I knew it was from a film. All right. These are the band that I was talking about earlier that I went to see a tribute of. This is The Real Thing for you, of course, and it's ELO and Wild West Hero.
Wish I was, sometimes I look up high and then I think there might just be a better life away from all we know. That's where I wanna go, out on the wild side.
Thank you.
Electric Light Orchestra and Wild West Hero from Out of the Blue. Absolutely love the harmonies in that record. Superb. Okay, it's 12 minutes to 11. I've got time to squeeze about three songs in. This is a local guy from a band who I'm going to see tonight at Studio 2 in Liverpool. They're called The Sums, and this is the bass player, and this is his song called Sooner or Later. This is Chris Mullen.
Thoughts of failure inside my mind. I can't help it, they come sometimes. Sooner or later, it's gonna cave in. Sooner or later, some of us win. I won't delay you, there's no false start. Once we're moving, feel that beating heart. But sooner or later, it's gonna cave in. Sooner or later, some of us win. Sooner or later, we'll go back to the start. And sooner or later, I'll be picking up the parts. Is my reverse? Is this a problem? Things could be worse. But sooner or later, it's gonna cave in. Sooner or later, some of us win. And sooner or later, we'll go back to the start. And sooner or later, I'll be picking up the parts. Sooner or later, some of us will. Sooner or later, we'll go back to the start. And sooner or later, I'll be picking up the parts. Picking up the parts.
Sooner or Later from Chris Mullen from The Sums. Great song, great local song, singer-songwriter and bass player. And I look forward to seeing them tonight at Studio 2. Okay, only time for a couple of songs to go. These are one of our great local bands from the 80s, Flock of Seagulls.
Never give your heart to a stranger.
of Seagulls there for you. The More You Live, The More You Love. Great band. I remember seeing them. And Mike Score with his sticking up hairstyle. No longer there, I'm sure. I'm sure he's bald as everybody else now. Okay, right. It is 5 minutes to 11. I've got time for one more song. But before I play that, I want to say thank you to everyone who's listened in to the show this morning. To those who've sent me messages and comments, thank you so much for listening to Vintage Radio. Keep supporting your local stations and keep us going. It's cold out there today, so stay in, stay wrapped up and warm. And Richard will be back on air following me at 11 o'clock. We should call this show the Friday Sandwich, you know, because it's you, then me in the middle, and back to you. So anyway, we should indeed. So you've got plenty to look forward to for the rest of the day here on Vintage Radio. And Richard could well be flying the flag for other presenters if they don't manage to get in here. And I was lucky enough to get in here today. Anyway, I'm rambling. One more song. This is for Rosie Jones, who's just switched on, who's listening in Oro Park in Liverpool. This is one of my favourite songs, one of my favourite bands. Thank you all. I'll see you next week.
Come back to what you know. Take everything real slow. I wanna lose you, but I can't let you go. Before you interfere, let me make it loud and clear that you got no more to prove. I'm a fool, so take it easy. To lose you, but I got far too close.
just to let you know, you're listening to Vintage Radio.
Any opinions expressed here on the Radio Show are solely mine, and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.